Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. Drogi. This week, Passing Through by Laurie Doyle. They'd been falling from the sky for a month now, those men and women with their great billowing parachutes. Easy to spot even in the dead of night, though most came down late morning, when Briar was beginning to think longingly of the foil-wrapped sandwich in her bag. Her stomach was growling now as she stood with her colleagues Adrian and Chloe on the Dunnock Village green. Despite the autumn sunshine, she wore a thick rubber suit the color of ripe oranges. Protocol for dealing with fallers, as they'd been dubbed. Couldn't be too careful when no one knew where they came from or what exactly they were.
"Got one," Chloe called. 3 o'clock.
Briar swung around, binoculars in hand. Sure enough, a parachute was coming down about 100 yards from where she stood. It was still high up yet, the passenger little more than a dark speck against the clear blue sky. But it wouldn't be long before it touched down. She grabbed her kit, secure inside a khaki-colored sack, and hurried across the grass, which had been a favorite picnic spot for the locals before the fallers appeared. Now the place was deserted, except for teams like Briar's, who stood at intervals, their eyes fixed on the sky. Them and the rubberneckers. Today a couple of teenagers lurked at the edge of the green, phones trained on the parachute above. Briar didn't mind that, so long as they stayed behind the barriers. Last time a civilian broke through, they'd been knocked senseless by a faller coming down on them. It was pure luck they were carted off with nothing worse than a concussion. Chloe reached the estimated landing site first, Briar and Adrian a few paces behind. The faller was close now. Briar could make out their limbs, slack as those of a corpse. Unease twisted in her chest, and she busied herself helping Adrian unfold a compact steel table. It never got easier, watching those people drop. There was something wrong about them, something unnatural. But she had a job to do. With practiced ease, she and Chloe laid out a collection of equipment, a syringe, fresh needle and vials, an analog dictaphone and Polaroid camera. Adrian stood nearby, eyes trained on the incoming figure.
"Here we go," Adrian said.
The faller drifted to the ground not 10 paces away. Briar rushed over and hooked her fingers under one side of their harness while Chloe took the other. Adrian grabbed hold of the parachute's support lines, which strained against him despite the still air. Their faller was a woman, dressed in a light brown jumpsuit and black boots which had been polished to a shine. 1940 military issue, if Briar's estimation was correct. Her hairstyle was of that period, too, teased into perfect waves across her scalp. Impossibly neat for someone who'd been close to the stratosphere not 5 minutes ago.
"Move her back," Briar said.
Together they dragged the woman to where they'd left their equipment. Chloe began to snap photos of her while Briar placed a fresh cassette into her dictaphone. Digital recording would have been easier, but the fallers seemed to distort any equipment with non-continuous signals. On film, they appeared as blurred, ghostly shapes, while attempting to transmit their responses straight to HQ led to some poor intern having their ears blasted by static.
"Good morning," Briar said to the woman. "I'd like to ask you a few questions, if that's all right."
The woman blinked. Like the other fallers, her eyes were glazed, unfocused, as if she wasn't quite aware of her surroundings.
"Of course,"
she said, in a crisp kind of accent Briar had only heard in old black-and-white films.
"Please, go ahead."
"What's your name?" Briar said. The woman thought for a moment.
"Alice, I believe. Alice Mayfair."
No doubt, if Briar had looked for that name amongst those declared missing in action, she would find it without much trouble.
"And your age?"
A faint smile played about her lips.
"I'm afraid I couldn't say. Where do you live?" "I'm not quite sure. Is that a problem?"
Briar shook her head. Those answers were consistent with the other fallers. Most remembered their names easily enough, but other details seemed to escape them.
"Not at all. Now, my colleagues and I are going to take some samples, hair clippings, a little blood, with your permission, of course." "Oh, yes,"
Alice stared straight ahead, a vague look of unease creeping across her features.
Though there isn't much time. You see, I'm only passing through.
Briar eyed the parachute, white as a summer cloud. A breeze tugged at it, growing stronger by the minute. A breeze she couldn't feel. She joined Chloe in collecting vials of Alice's blood, clippings of her hair and nails. They swabbed the insides of her cheeks, shone light into her eyes, checked her blood pressure. All of it would come back normal, of course. Always did with the Fallers. Medically, they were no different from any other human being.
"Wind's picking up," Adrian called.
Sure enough, the parachute had begun to strain against his grip. Briar tucked the vials of blood into her icebox and nodded for him to let go.
"Tell my little girl I love her," Alice said softly. "Tell her I'll be home soon."
"Of course," Briar said, as she did to any request. No sense in upsetting the Fallers before they left. The parachute jerked, lifted by an unseen hand. Briar leapt aside as it dragged Alice across the grass and into the sky. She hung limp in her harness, her gaze flat and empty. Briar watched her rise toward the clouds, back from whence she had fallen. Her visit may have lasted a few minutes at most, but that was to be expected. After all, she was only passing through.
This has been Passing Through, written by Lori Doyle. Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast is supported by patrons on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/manawaker to find out more. The Flash Fiction Podcast theme song is by Kevin MacLeod. The podcast is produced, edited, and narrated by me, CB DeRogi. Thanks for listening.